SNL star Pete Davidson removing all his tattoos, including Hillary and RBG. By Warner Todd Houston on December 18, 2020. Saturday Night Live star and actor Pete Davidson is surgically removing all his tattoos as his film career finally begins to heat up. Pete Davidson announced that he was removing his ink during a Q&A for his latest film, The King of Staten Island, Page Six reports. Davidson, 27, has become well known for his ink-filled physique. Some even carry political messages. He made headline around the world after unveiling tattoos of now-deceased Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and losing 2016 Democrat candidate for President Hillary Clinton. Film critic Mike McGranigan told his social media followers that he spoke to Davidson during the junket and even noted that the SNL star had already started the process by removing the ink on one of his hands. He even showed his hand, which is already done. He said it takes 3 to 4 hours in the makeup chair to cover them. So he figured it would be easier to get them burned off, McGranigan said. Davidson is reportedly removing the ink to better focus on future film roles that a body full of tattoos might exclude him from taking. The tattoos have not stood in the way of his next roles. At least, as he prepares to join the cast of James Gunn's The Suicide Squad follow-up, as well as the role in the coming war drama, The Things They Carried. Davidson is also set to star as George Bailey in a live table read of the 1947 Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.